from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Even though his private member's bill was defeated, Guy Bourgoin says he's not giving up yet. The MPP for Meshkegwa, James Bay, says the time to clean up Highways 11 and 17 after a storm being reduced to 12 hours is not enough. He adds that accidents are still happening and people are not making their medical appointments.
So imagine if Highway 11 and 17, the condition that we are, think about 655, think about 144, the conditions they are. So we deserve better, and I'm going to continue fighting for that.
Highway 11 was closed for 3 days during the Christmas holidays, but Guan says that's a major loss of revenue. Queen's Park resumes sitting after a break on Tuesday. Employees with the City of Timmins who protect our water quality and those who protect our homes from fire all have new contracts to vote on. City Hall has reached tentative agreements with the Professional Firefighters Association and the OPSU local that represents workers at the wastewater plant. Exactly what's in the pacts will be revealed once the unions hold ratification votes. The association representing Ontario's mining supply and service sector has inducted a Timmins business owner into its Hall of Fame. Mine Connect recently honored the bucket shop president, Ross Woodward. Timmins MPP and Mines Minister George Peary says it's important to have industry leaders like Woodward in Timmins.
As we transform our economy into a service center, it's the firms like the bucket shop that Ross has led for 30 plus years that in fact are going to be instrumental and will continue to be instrumental as we develop our economy.
The bucket shop business optimization lead, Jamie Powell, calls the Hall of Fame induction of his boss a worthy designation for Northern Ontario at large. Well, a new Angus Reid poll suggests 59% of Canadians are suffering from a new phenomenon called tipflation. Most of us would prefer a system that has a service-included model. That's where food servers make a higher wage and the customer doesn't have to pay a tip. Canadians are also being asked to tip more often, particularly in places that haven't normally asked, also known as tip creep. We're tipping less these days, too, with 23% saying they add less than 15% gratuity to their bills. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Timmins Rock will be battling Voodoos and Lumberjacks this Family Day weekend. Tomorrow night, they visit Powassan for a 7 o'clock start. Then Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock, they're back at the MAC to play their NOJHL arch rivals, the Hearst Lumberjacks. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.